This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Teledyne Continental Motors President Rhett Ross says a combination of lower OEM orders and improved manufacturing performance means his factory has outstripped demand. TCM will shut down this week and reopen next Monday. Forecast International estimates that nearly $1.7 billion will be spent on upgrades for fixed-wing aircraft under 70,000 pounds in the decade now through 2018. Eurocopter UK and the British Ministry of Defense have signed a contract for the life extension program for 28 of the Royal Air Force's fleet of Puma Mark I helicopters. The work will be completed by 2014. American Legend Aircraft Company says it's received light sport certification for its amphibious Legend Float Cub, configured with Bauman amphibious floats. Avidyne has announced something called the FlySafe Instant Rebate Program, available on Integra MFDs, weather, and traffic products. NBAA is applauding U.S. House Resolution 3678, which would force the Transportation Security Administration into formal rulemaking on any rule imposed for more than 180 days. Air Transport Association Chairman and United Airlines CEO Glenn Tilton says the airlines are ready to start burning alternative jet fuels, but can't afford to fund their development right now. A widow has filed a wrongful death lawsuit in connection with the August mid-air collision between a Eurocopter tour helo and a Piper over the Hudson River. The FAA has granted Mississippi's Gulfport-Biloxi Airport $10.1 million for a new control tower. And the preferred traveler program called CLEAR will be back soon under new corporate ownership. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller answers my questions about Cessna's new sport and private pilot syllabus, which moves online and away from DVDs. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.